Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were just telling me something about the Miami Dolphins. What is
it? Oh, yeah. They are going to be the home team in Madrid for the Madrid game this year. I don't know who the other team is that they're playing, CeeLo. I don't know if you saw that yet.
I think they're just announcing home teams for the international games. Because the Colts have the Berlin game, I believe it is.
Okay.
You ready for a drop?
Ready for a drop?
Yeah.
Are you dropping some knowledge?
Yeah. I'd like to drop a little knowledge for you people around here. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to say by 2029, maybe 2028. 2028, 2029. There will be an NFL division in Europe.
A whole division?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, just like, you know, we sent Patton over there with his division. They're going to be four divisions over there. I mean, four teams.
That sounds
miserable. There's going to be an NFL Europe division. You watch.
Expansion or some of the existing teams?
No, expansion.
We'll give up.
Totally expansion.
Expansion? We're going to 36 franchises?
There's so many billionaires out there right now that want a piece of this.
Why not just give them the Jags, the Browns?
Why don't you just shut up and just listen to what I'm saying, right?
Because it's been so easy finding good quarterback play with the 32 teams. I'm sure 36 is great.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And they're going to go to, by the way, and they will go to an 18-game schedule.
I mean, this is just like, they're just pushing it too far, down the league. Like, at some point, it's like, greed has got to stop.
Why? I mean, how many
soccer... Because it's watering down the product. That's why.
Let me ask you a question.
How
many worldwide soccer teams are there?
Okay, that's the total. I don't think that's apples to apples.
Yeah, it's a sport, and there's worldwide. It's got a worldwide presence. Why can't football have a worldwide presence?
I mean, it can, but I think that what it does is we're already seeing the level of play go down drastically, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that nobody's playing in the preseason anymore. There's more games. There's 17 games. You know, you have just the one bye in 17 games. Everybody's playing Thursday night.
Be interesting to see if they do two teams.
Every team's got to go overseas.
It'll be interesting to see if they do two teams in London, or they only do one team in London, one team in like Frankfurt, one team in Madrid. You know, and I'm trying to think. Maybe I don't know.
Munich, Berlin. Those are other places they've done games.
Exactly.
There.
So I'm just telling you, they are getting ready to expand.
Do you like that?
You like that?
You like that?
You like that? It doesn't matter whether I like it or not. I'm just telling you it's going to happen.
Okay, but now that you're... Okay, fine. So you're telling us it's going to happen. What's your opinion on it? My opinion is it sucks and I hate it. So what's your opinion on it?
My opinion, if I am the quarterback of the London Monarchs and they're paying me $70 million, I'm going.
As a fan of the NFL now and not someone who is playing quarterback in the league, and this is happening and the NFL's been the NFL and it's all been... North America, it's all been America. It's all been America.
Yeah.
Does it feel right to you?
I think with all these international games, how they're well attended, you know, how these cities are paying for these games. Yeah,
you hear what I'm hearing?
I hear a guy who's
not answering a question for reasons unknown.
Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, you're pulling a CeeLo here.
Doesn't want to criticize the NFL.
They're trying to grow the pie and.
Do you like it or not?
I would say this. It would also create another TV package. Do you understand that, right?
Yeah, sure. What I don't understand is how you can't answer a direct question.
You know what? Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
I do like it.
There we go. Whew.
All right?
Yeah, man.
But I'm telling you, this is what's happening, just right, so you know.
Okay.
It's happening before your eyes.
All right. I'm not disputing anything. You're looking at me like I'm disputing. I'm not disputing you or having an argument with you that it's going to happen. I mean, I just wanted to know what you thought.
Maybe 1 year we'll do Boomer and Geo in Europe.
Boomer and Geo live in Europe. Yeah, Boomer
discuss,
and Geo live
discussing American football.
Boomer and Geo live in Europe
on Netflix.
Yeah, you guys are big in Frankfurt.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that'll finally have Al retire early if a Boomer and Geo live is in Europe. I think that's finally when he pulls the plug on his career.
I think the plans have already been laid, actually. But
for Boomer and Geo live in Europe,
no.
Oh,
for the new division of football in Europe.
Oh, I'm sure they have, or else you probably wouldn't be talking about it right now.
Right?
Yeah. It took you almost as long to kind of answer that question as I'm told it took BT to answer Sal's 3RQ question from the other day.
Oh.
His favorite streaming service.
Oh, my God.
Because his first natural reaction instinct was a little questionable.
If you could only have one streaming service to watch the rest of your life, be
Pornhub.
I'm just kidding.
Without hesitation.
Totally messing with you.
Totally messing with you. But then I didn't hear him. Then it took him like 6 minutes, I guess. They delved into which one it would be. So it took a while to
BT, when he answers these questions, and Pornhub's not really a streaming service to be technical about. It's a website. But BT always, when he answers those questions, he can't do it directly. Like he'll be like, man, you know, it's Netflix if we're talking during the week. But are we talking during the week? Are we talking about maybe a weekend? Maybe I'm by myself. Are my kids home? My kids not home? Am I living by myself or not? Because that's a big part of it. Because if that's a big part of it, then, you know, Peacock's got to be in the conversation. It's like, Jesus.
A lot of minutia.
Just answer the question.
All right. So what's your favorite streaming service?
I would say Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix would be my favorite streaming service.
I'd be lost without Fubo.
Fubo. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I rely on for my live sports.
You know what?
Fubo.
YouTube. You would say YouTube's stream.
TV.
No, but YouTube itself. I'm talking YouTube.
YouTube Premium.
Yeah, YouTube Premium.
Oh, okay.
Now that I'm thinking about it, if I had to have only one, it would be that.
What is YouTube Premium compared to YouTube TV?
Well, YouTube Premium is regular YouTube, but no commercials.
Okay.
YouTube TV is just like Fubo and all the rest.
Yes, okay.
Just like a service in which you can get channels. But when you have access to all those videos on YouTube with no commercials, it's freeing.
What about Apple TV Plus?
I mean, not even in the conversation.
Okay.
What about
Prime?
They have some good shows.
Yeah.
What about Prime?
Yeah.
I mean, really,
about Paramount Plus? They got a lot of great shows.
All
these services have great shows. If you're talking about the King of the Castle,
okay.
Well, I'm afraid to even ask you what yours is.
I'm just telling you that there are streaming services that are better than the others. Which one's your favorite? What I'm telling you is,
he's trying to grow the pie.
What's your favorite?
Well, right now it's Fubo because I can get the Rangers and Knicks.
Yeah. Okay. Same. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. Got an answer there.
Yeah.
All right, CeeLo, what's happening with you?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Did you follow the Bill Belichick stuff yesterday?
With Jordan Hudson?
Jordan Hudson, Jonathan Jones putting out there that he doesn't have a signed contract. And then Michael Lombardi quick to jump in on Twitter because he's the GM down there for the Tar Heels. And he's, Bill's on a recruiting trip and he's focused on UNC. The girlfriend's posting pictures. Apparently, though, there's a binding agreement, but the contract's not signed. All kinds of weird stuff with him and UNC there.
Every time you bring up Michael Lombardi, I go back to Al's take about the press conference where Michael Lombardi was there with his wife, and then Bill Belichick was there with the 24-year-old girlfriend, and they're all standing there. Michael Lombardi's got a wife that looks like Barbara Bush. And then he's got the 24-year-old girlfriend thinking how awkward that had to be for everybody.
Is that what you said, Al?
Well, because in the photos that I saw from the event, I didn't realize, and I swear, I'm not kidding, I thought that Jordan, the girlfriend, had brought her grandmother to the... because it was an event. Because it was like a big event.
Okay.
And I didn't realize.
Oh, God.
That was so funny.
Optics.
Yeah, so I was kind of in on that whole thing yesterday.
So, I mean, I don't know quite know where it stands other than
he's going to be there.
He's out there recruiting. Yeah.
He's going to be there.
It is odd, though, that he's to how many weeks now, and for whatever reason, this contract is unsigned. No?
It is strange.
Yeah.
I would say that
seems like it leaves a back door. But as I said to Al this morning, who's the NFL team that's pursuing him?
That would be the ultimate screw job. But we've also seen this man resign on a napkin. So.
There is history there, but I got to feel like going through the press conference and going through everything he went through and tried to figure out whether or not there would be an NFL team interested in him.
Yeah.
You know, would make me, this would be the worst thing that he could do.
And building the staff, I mean, bringing guys from NFL, his son from Washington, unless he ends up the head coach, I guess.
That would not go over.
No,
well.
No, it would not.
He's going to be there for at least a year.
He's
got to
be there.
I would agree.